Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and each week I bring to this show what I feel is really at the cutting edge of a spiritual revolution happening in this country. People who are looking at the world in new ways and developing new ideas about how to meet the world and create new activities in order to evolve a spiritual culture. So tonight is a guest who's really devoted the last 20 or so years into a form of creating an adventure for people to experience more of themselves. His name is Jay Udis, and he's developed something called Experience the Game, or called The Game. Jay, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Alan?
Was that a fair introduction, or how would you like to introduce, because what I feel you've given people is a new way to look at themselves. What's a good introduction?
I think you did perfect. The way I would describe it is that, the game is more than a game. It's a powerful communication tool that brings people together to very deep levels of connection very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the snap that we've come up with on what it is, and it's many different applications that we've been experimenting and working with over the years and decades. You know, we've been at it since a vision that I had in 1980 of a holographic, very advanced technology, holographically driven, globally connected technology, and have been playing that out for the last 28 years. And,
What I get, in order to explain it further, it's a board game where there's cards.
It's a board game, it's a web game, social networking, all integrated together.
Right, but what's different than this in most games, from what I get, there's no winners or losers. The thing you get from this game is more understanding of yourself and other people and your mission and connection.
Yeah, well, we actually, there is, luckily enough, in this game, everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner.
Oh, everybody's a winner.
Yeah, everybody's a winner. So it isn't that we don't have winners and losers, because it wouldn't be a game then, and games have been around since the beginning of man learning. It's just how we learn, so it's been around for millions of years, and every phase and there's always been games there going back, ancient times. So all we're doing is creating a new game, a new paradigm. The new paradigm of what you're speaking about in new realities is a new game. And so we've taken it literally. And so we were all brought up and trained with Monopoly, the game of capitalism and competition, and that did its purpose for those years and how we use it now. And then another one that was prominent was the game of life, which is really the American dream, collapsed into a game platform. And again, so many games, everybody has their favorites and what was influential for them or still stays with them and will for their whole life. And so Experience the Game is a way for people to connect and relate and win by supporting each other to win and to reach their highest potential. So that's the goal of the game, is to reach your highest potential while helping the other players reach their highest potential.
Mm-hmm.
To actualize that.
But it's not in the game that you actually reach your highest potential. It's the game is a tool for facilitating that in your life.
You can speak to people that have been playing on a regular basis. They are learning to actualize their highest potential through the process. So it depends on how deep and what level you want to go into the game. And in our fine tooling of how people come into the game, which when you start as what we trained you with when we first met and how to use this game, was that you state your intention, like the secret is out, so everybody's talking about the power of attraction and your intention, and so we've been talking about that for years and years, but that's only one level of dropping into your dream and your manifestation, so it depends on what level of game that you want to play. Do I want to play, the want game, what I want and need in life, or do I want to play the sole purpose game and play at a really high stake level of dropping the waterline and being totally authentic? So we play with people that are full spectrum. We play this in business now, and we're training people inside corporations to use it as a team building tool. And so you're going to drop down more of a creativity team building in that environment where, in a spiritual sense, then people are going deep, 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 and they can now do some transformative work within playing this game context and able to release and let go and move to the next level.
What I think would give people a really great background is the vision you had, was it, what, 1968?
No, 1980. I had a vision of this technology. It was actually, I was told by someone else that I'd be doing this game. I thought I was going to be a writer and doing, you know, programs around creativity and wrote a little book called The Journey of Light. Uh-huh. And with the Poetry Journal creativity tool, and I thought I was scoping out my next 10-15 years of life to do this whole series of books around sharing creativity. I gave it to I was in London at the time, and I gave the book as a gift to one of our friends who was a teacher in a community. We were in a wellness center in London at that time, the Trinity Healing Center, and he was one of the teachers there, and I gave him as a gift this book, and he opened up the book and didn't look at anything except the front cover, and all of a sudden his head shot back and he said, he got this download and he said, this is going to be a game played by people all over the world. As those words hit my eardrums, it triggered something, and all of a sudden it opened up this gateway and this vision pursuit, and I'm still playing it out now and get pieces of it all the time, but originally it was this very powerful download of the holographic type of technology that has to do with healing and wellness and global communication, cultural understanding, all these components and wrapped into one tool, a very advanced technological tool, whether it comes from the future or another world or wherever it is, doesn't make a difference, maybe all of them, but they're all, it's inspired my life work and to continue to develop many different levels of this technology and a number of stories that describe what the technology and the tool is about.
Oh, you had the story about the future. Can you just tell it, since this is sort of a way out program? I love that story. Something about someone from the future. What was that story?
Well, that's a fast forwarding actually into our story to 1999 and 2000. And after, you know, decades of playing the game and, you know, four or five iterations of it, in the 90s, the early 90s, when the web came around, I pulled over to the side of the road after an NPR talk of the nation, talking about the world, this World Wide Web that's coming. It was like 1993. Mm-hmm. And I give myself a high five. No one else was there. I just did it to myself because now they were talking about this globally connected environment that we're going to be able to play in and do business and connect together globally. And I said, cool, off the list. That's another piece of this technology. So within a year, I have a company called World Wide Web Port, and started to develop community building tools and technologies and have been at that for decades and or since then, so from the early 90s. And in 99, that led to, after some amazing journeys of being at World Peace and Prayer Day in Costa Rica and working with the Native Americans in a number of venues, we ended up developing this project in Los Gatos, where my office is and still is, and called the Los Gatos Experience, a millennial time capsule. Everybody was talking about the Y2K bug and the anarchy that was going to come and this and that. And I wanted to do something positive, so we ended up creating this millennial time capsule, which was fast forward to 1,000 years. Who are the millennials in 1,000 years from now, and how do they think about us? And I interviewed the town and prominent people in the city, and we created a whole website, an interactive multimedia website, and created a CD and burned 10,000 CDs that got distributed throughout Silicon Valley. And it was our first generation millennial time capsule. There was the city got involved with it and got a resolution by the mayor was involved and so on and so on. And before we're finished producing it, before we actually get onto the market with it, I ended up getting an email from someone claiming to be from the future, that we were successful in our venture, that we actually did make this bridge to the third.
That must have freaked you out, right? I mean,
well, it was like, what is this guy? Is he on, you know, smoking something, or what, you know, is it one of my friends that was just messing around with us? I mean, we were, you know, behind the scenes with this. You know, we were running about 2 months late to launch this because it was very complex what we were trying to do with all this multimedia in 99, 2000. You know, to launch in 2000, now it's March, so we're really busily coding away and testing. And so I get this email and I send it out to a bunch of friends and advisors, and most, you know, it's like 50-50, somewhere, wow, you know, just how cool that is, and a lot of them was, you know, just somebody who's, you know, out there. And so I kind of took the middle road and said, that's cool, and just went on. And And then ended up getting another message months later. It ended up there was a sequence. We ended up getting four messages over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this story evolved into this time capsule, which we knew we were doing a time capsule. That's what it was called, the Millennial Time Capsule. And now we had a backstory of who this person is in the 31st century. They didn't give away of who they are. People have said it's me in my future talking to myself. And we have so many different conjectures of what it might be and who it might be. But we've written this very beautiful story that's going to be a backstory for this whole game coming into the world in a big way. It's a very call to arms for the millennials of this generation and the future to build a better future now. So that's our campaign and through the nonprofit to build a better future now. And we're actually working with some people in the UN, dear friend Muriel Glasgow, 32-year veteran at the UN, who is we've there to help bring in new technologies and to to bring in some new energy into the United Nations of today. And so we hooked up, and she has other technologies with the game, and we're planning to do a uniting of the nations game, and that's an invitation that any culture, any community, any town, city, tribe can be represented as part of this global collective and be in the game. And so we're creating this.
Yeah. Right. No, I was just curious about the development of the game. So you had this vision, this guy said this thing, and then you had the idea to do what exactly? Once you wanted to be a writer, but this other thing happened, and then what was the step that you took after that?
Well, I was in Europe at the same time. Well, there's like a further back story with this, because in the 70s I was pretty out there, so I was very much in the drug culture, and in late 70s I decided no more, it's either do or die, and decided to really change my life around and did a lot of reading, and As Man Think has led to some very deep thought books and how we create our realities. And so I delved into that, and within 18 months I totally rebuilt. It was a new person that was there. It was, I was out of that whole, 10 years of 69 to 78 was like this blank black hole, blank spot there. And every once in a while I get a little bubble that pop up. But after starting to rebuild and doing diet and, the whole wellness thing and running and exercise and meditation and all these things started to become important in my life, within 18 months I now have my love, who I'm still with, Shanti, who's my partner, and we've been together for 28 years. The game got a download. We met. Shanti and I is a big part of it. She should be here now, but she's actually at this conference that we're at, and so she's holding down the fort there. But we were there together. I got the vision, but she's the mother of it. If I'm the papa of it, she's the mama of it.
She's the mother of the game because she got a different part of the vision?
Yeah, she was helping to ground it. She comes from Switzerland, and so she's a very grounded, down-to-earth, and here I am, this visionary, out-there guy, and so she's helped tether me, and we did a lot of development work, and she was trained in psychotherapy and different arts, healing arts in that way, and so it really gave a context to it. And I tell people it's really interesting. It's not exactly, but it's very close to where we met in 1980. It was about 9 months later that I was given the gift of the game. So we literally, gave birth to this game, and we've brought it through all its years. It's now got its master's degree, and it's out in the world, and that's what we're doing now. And the next phase of our work is to make it, as a professional in the world that's going to be making a difference in the world, and hopefully one day taking care of Mama and Papa.
Right.
So that's our, so we did this together, and again, I was more the spearhead, and I'm, taking a vision and doing a lot of the business part to it, but she's been behind there for all the way down the line and helping to ground us into a really positive, powerful tool. And so right at the beginning, I ended up one of the social worker homes that she used to work at. I go there to actually build this first prototype with kids from Switzerland that don't speak any English. I don't speak any Swiss German or almost none German as well, and we ended up, that's where I developed this game, and so it's a big part of what it is as a symbolic, it uses symbols, and it's universal and multicultural, happened because I was there at that time between London and Switzerland was the birthplace of this game.
Well, let's get a little more specific about it, because I think, okay, we've talked about it, we've talked around it, for what I, there's a board, a round circular board, there's three sets of cards, right?
Correct.
Why don't you describe the specifics?
Yeah, I'll run you through them. One of the things I'm looking at right now, one of the things I'm most proud of is that I spent many years writing about it. Like I said, I was a writer, and so I wrote many books and manuscripts and stories and manuals of how to use this technology. And about 2 years ago, I was able to work with a team to take all of that writing and put it into a one-pager. So when we ship a copy of the game now, they get this one-page essence, the level one card game essence. And every time we do a new version, there's 32 levels of this game that I've identified already.
Really?
So we have a number of those levels that are out. GameStorm is one of them. We trademarked GameStorming. Instead of brainstorming in corporate or any organization, they can do GameStorming, and a version of using the same tools, using the cards as a prompt for conversation, deep dialogue, for spiritual growth, for wherever you want to go to. It could be entertainment. It could be education. We have a game school version that we're developing with professors and teachers to be a curriculum-based interactive delivery system and a much more engaging way to play in the classroom and learn, because we learn from games. That's what it's about. And
right. So describe the practical aspect, the physical concreteness, so people get a real idea of what it is.
Sounds good. So first off, we have the elements of the game are things that we all know about, the power of attraction and aligning with what we need and declaring our intentions and storytelling and connecting with words and imagery and building community and synchronicity and creativity. So those are all the general overview aspects. And we have three decks of cards that we work with. Life circles, which are the core cards. They are any universal symbol, image, color, and it represents any thought in the universe, any experience. And so we have our original set that we produced this last couple of years that are out in play, and we're going to be creating the largest deck of cards of all time, because we're going to represent this massive thought around different ideas and concepts that will be locked into these cards, these life circles.
Well, how many cards of life circles are there? How many different
We now have two sets and a suit and some individual cards. We were demonstrating how this whole program works, where people can actually sponsor, and that's where we just launched our 2008-09 sponsorship, custom content sponsorship program. So anybody can create their own card as part of this gaming system. So we now have 296 cards, life circles, challenge cards, and relate cards. Again, the life circles are the core programming with these experiences and symbols. The relate are either power words or communication tools and devices, which are the reflection that happens when you pull a relate card. And the challenge card is dropping deeper, and that gives you feedback of words of wisdom, which are quotations and proverbs and warning signs, universal road signs and cautionary signs and logos and so on. So we have a very strong structure of delivering information, and it teaches us to align with our intuition, not only our own intuition, but as we go into a group mind, and when we're playing with a group, whether it's 2 people to 10 to 50 people, we're in talks right now to do a Girl Scouts program with 12,000 people.
Wow.
So using the tool in different ways, but using the same idea of communicating through symbols, of we're communicating our intention and our dreams. From that, you're going to get a card that's going to be Tarot-like, where you're going to get some feedback from it, but it's more open-ended than a locked-in Tarot system.
Well, give us an example of a life circle card. Like, name one. Or pick one for us at the radio show.
Now, the most important one. How about the most important one, which I believe, and this is to honor my teacher. I lived for 18 years with an enlightened master, Master Ram, who's a great saint of our planet. Behind the scenes, you don't know him out there. Most people don't know him, but he was teaching us to become the game, and one of the main cards that he taught us to make sure that was in this game of life is the life circle of the light at the center of the game. So the game board actually has a light. You can use a candle, or there's a symbol that's there, and there's one of the life circles is the light at the center of the game, and connect there now and go anywhere light speed and shine is the task that the game will give to you. So there's different components, and you have the life circle, which has the image on it. It has a title on the top, which in this case is the light at the center of the game, and then the task, which I just read off. And it also has a code number. The web code is that every card that is in our decks is also has a sister webpage, and with includes multimedia components, a blog. You can play this online right now at xthegame.com. You can go and register for free and play the game and see all the cards and browse the cards. So I encourage everybody to go up there and check it out. And so you can play online and then move into the physical space. You can play together a hybrid game with the online. We do that very often when I'm telegaming with people around the world. We're doing trainings and people are in different parts of the world. We're on Skype or wherever, and we're playing the game and it's online. We'll be able to pull cards and send messages back and forth, and so it's a real powerful another level to the game. So
wait, but the task part, I don't think I was clear about the task. So the card has an image, it has a saying, the light at the center of the game for that card, and then the task.
The title, and then the task is giving you, every game has to have its task. So it's every image, every symbol represents something of essence, you know, and what is the task of your radio show? What is your task? What is that symbol of your radio show, right?
What is it here to do? What are we here to do?
What are you there to? What is the essence of New Realities Radio?
It's to open up people to new ideas, present new ideas to people, new possibilities.
There you go. So your task would be open up new ideas to new realities. That could be a task that goes along with the New Realities Radio card. And you would have a symbol. What would the symbol be that represents all of what New Realities Radio is about? If you can, one symbol, what would that be?
It would be sort of a picture of the whole universe pulsating with waves. I mean,
beautiful, nice image. That would relate to the task. So it was in the game, the structure of this, that you would actually have, you would both have the card, the physical card that would be enabling people to play locally, physically, face to face, and on a certain level, and it's universal, so that what we just said is a total universal card. But then somebody can now go online, they have the web code, they can look up the card online, and now they can get the description, they can learn who you are, what the radio show is, they can go in deeper and actually blog to it, and it might come up randomly on the online game. We have a random algorithm, so as you're playing, that card might randomly pop up at one time, and all of a sudden somebody who might be somewhere else in the world is now receiving that, and it becomes more meaningful, and that's what we are building, a meaningful gaming industry. And so there, it's a more meaningful connection because it's come up to them. They've drawn it into their reality from what they've put out. And so now they'll probably have more stake to look and see what this is about and how it relates to their life and what's behind it and so on.
So everyone goes around, they pick a life circle card, I mean, one at a time, and then there's the challenge card or the relate cards, and talk about those as people want to engage others.
Yeah, so again, a challenge is basically taking a risk. It's like in life. Think about it. All of this is the true game of life. Unfortunately, we didn't get the trademark early enough. That was taken on by Parker Brothers and that's owned by Hasbro now. But anyhow, this is the game of life. And so we have in life, we have relationships, and we're relating with one another. And then we have challenges, and we challenge one another to grow and to evolve, whether we do it consciously or unconsciously. So the game gives you those capabilities to build relationship and also to challenge. For us, the challenge is a positive thing. I want to challenge you to step up and go to a whole nother level with your show. You know, it's really cool what your show is about and how it reaches out there, but I think what you've done there really inspired me, Alan. That, you know, it really, I want to challenge myself. From what I heard you just say, I want to challenge myself to go to a whole nother level or to make a shift in my life. And so that could be an appropriate challenge. Or, man, this was a challenging situation. And, you know, and with any of those responses, you now build a story with the person who's on stage, we call it. So you're on stage, you've pulled your card. Now we either challenge or relate into that conversation. And we start to weave a collage of images, of symbols, colors, and the online version that we're building also with sound and video and ultimately virtual reality. That's where we're really going. I'm at a conference today that's called the Visions of the Future of Game Design and Digital Media. That's where we're talking. I'm at the, in a little corner here that I pulled off with brilliant minds of gaming. And because we're building a virtual reality version of the game, and we're going to be going through university and other ways to get some of the best minds in the world to work on this project.
Okay, so if you challenge me, I got the light at the center of the game, let's say, and I talked about my new realities, and you said, I challenge you to go to the next level with that, then I would talk back about how I am going to the next level. You would challenge me to actually talk about that, right?
Yeah. So we're in dialogue. You're on stage.
Yeah.
You've made your intention. A card has randomly come up. You pull the card out of the deck, out of the life circle deck. You've made your association, what it means for you. Everybody else is quiet. So it's also about, we say it's learn, listen, and love. You know, so we learn to listen as well, and we're learning to love. So it's the listening is everybody stops for a moment and really listens to the person who's on stage. They can acknowledge who they are and what they're trying to do and their intention. And then we all try to help that person. Each of the players gets an opportunity in that turn to either challenge or relate. That's the way that you make the connection with the player.
And it's all about helping them see a bigger picture for themselves.
Could be a bigger picture. In my case, a lot of times it's more the details. The smaller picture, I got to reel myself in. So it really depends on the personality and what their needs are. So again, it's really a multi-purpose, and depending on that person's experience and what their need is.
All right. And then so everyone goes around the table stating their intention, and everyone challenges or relates to that person. And so as we go around the table and we complete that, then what's the next stage? Is that the finish, the final?
It depends on the process. You know, if we're doing this a party game, you know, there's a party game version, there's a family game, there's a therapeutic version, there's educational, you know, for in class, there's in business, you know, so again, it depends that we can go through and spend hours on all the outcomes, you know, and let's just say the party game version, that's the lightest version, you know, people are weaving in and out, and they're telling their story, and that's what we do at parties, we're trying to connect, and it's networking, and this is a social network that we're building, but a meaningful social network, and we can do it live, or we can do it online, so people are drawn together, they're coming together, and sharing their stories, and in the end, we put the whole story together as a collective story. That's a lot of fun. So that's the final round. Now we all get to, now the whole group has come together into a group mind. And it's a very powerful moment for the people because a lot of times people are total strangers when they start. People are just coming together. They don't know each other. In the end, it could be in an hour, half hour sometimes, an hour, a couple hours. People are now like brother or sister. You know, they've shared things they haven't shared with their families and with their spouses sometimes. I have people that I'm shocked sometimes. I haven't said this to my husband, and I'm telling you this. You know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not trained to do that, but they're now talking and sharing because we're opening up to help each other.
And right, because that's really the objective of this game. It's not a winner or a loser. It's everyone's a winner, so everyone's here to... It brings out the kind of best in people because we're giving our own insights into someone else's situation, and we're there for people. What's that?
We want to play a better game.
Yeah, we all want to play a better game.
To play a better game. We want to learn to play a better game. We're all doing that. We've been doing it for decades in therapy and going to workshops and reading all these thousands of books and programs and this and that. And that's what we're trying to do is play a better game.
Right. So the collective thing that happens at the end, just talk about some of the miraculous things that you've noticed at the outcome of the game where everyone's stated their intention. Now, there's a bigger picture that's drawn as everyone's connecting with each other, with all their cards on your beautiful board, what sort of miracles have you seen?
Oh, you know, again, so many different things have outcome, and you know, let me go back to my own personal, you know, maybe something. Let me think. I haven't really thought of that. Of which scene? Because again, they're all scenes of my life, you know, and I'm so blessed to give thanks every day.
Well, just something really memorable about the outcome.
Something, I want to get something recently. Again, I haven't really thought of one for... I'm going to talk about one. I'm working with a young man who's going through some major transformations in his life. And recently, you know, from working through some addictions that he's had previously and he's been working on, and being able to make a challenge and have him pull the answer and in the end make the acknowledgement of what he needs to do next and to really own it. And he's now going through that. I watch him now day by day, and really, that's really rewarding for me. Someone who's really stepping up and made a commitment to play the game, you know, and play the game as much as possible, the actual experience of the game, but also to play this other level of game and to take it into the real world. So here's a young man who's done that and is doing it, and and he was on the road to prison and drug addiction and a lot of other things and down going down a bad road, and he did a 180. His parents are so thrilled with him and really happy. What have you been doing with this guy? You know, because he was in a different place, and this was just a few months ago. And so a recent game, you know, just being able to challenge him and be really straight up, and him being able to own the challenge, and then getting, I forgot what the exact card was, but it was, he was getting the answer himself. That's
right.
The power of the game. So we get the answers ourselves. It's there in front of us, inside of us all the time, and we need people to pull it out normally. The game becomes like a third-person vehicle to do that, and so that's a very rewarding one, you know, when it's, you know, affecting somebody at such a deep level. I had another one I'll mention with, no, that's too personal, sorry. Because again, a lot of them are really personal, and I can't.
No, I know.
The rules that we have, you know, is that we, I hold in confidence all that is shared by others, so, and especially.
Right, you don't have to share the specifics, but I appreciate that. I think it's like you're saying that something happens while you're doing this game process that makes people look at new parts of their lives or see new possibilities.
Absolutely. And parts maybe that were either stuffed away or that they're exploring or, they're, you know, so it's like a training ground. We have the training wheels. Now you have a support. You're on stage. But now it's in a local, very intimate situation that you can play with a number of people that have contracted with you for an hour, 2 hours, whatever, to support you to reach your highest. So you get this environment to people that are very shy. They are able to come out, and they are totally not shy in the game. People that are very over wordy, the game will shut them down sometimes, and they get it themselves because the cards are coming up, and then they're learning to listen. You know, so it really depends on who's coming in and what their needs are.
The other major thing about the game that is just so remarkable is its ability for synchronicity to happen. It's almost miraculous. When I've played it, picking exactly the right card that reflects exactly, like, you know, like we just doing earlier, like I was saying, how can I take this further, this interview, and you got the television card, and it's like I do television. But that seems to happen consistently, the synchronicities. Wouldn't you
I'm
say that?
I'm excited about that. So let me share something, and again, this is the first time I'm publicly sharing this because we've been a little bit behind the scenes, but we're about to come out, and there's another article that's going to be coming out very soon to talk about this work that we're doing, and I'm actually at this conference to sync up with others to do this major research project that our game, because the game demonstrates qualitatively the law of attraction and synchronicity, how that works, what Jung talked about it, and he coined the term synchronicity, and
he coined the term, but he had no way to explain it. But
no way to explain it. So this game explains it. It demonstrates it. And so we've started a research project that'll be with full protocols and for scientific review and peer review of the law of attraction and synchronicity. So we're going to actually, my new claim is, and this is going to be years of work now, is to take the qualitative of that we know, we've done this 28 years, it works every time, so we know that it works, and that it's a real fact in life, and now we're going to quantify it through technology, through ambassadors that are out there that will be empowered to actually monitor, and we're working on some very advanced thought that ties in a lot of spiritual thinking from astrology to I Ching, to color therapy, to goes on and on, genetics. You know, we're going to tie together this whole modeling system that will enable us to prove positive the law of synchronicity and have it written up as a true fact of life, not just something that's esoteric and out there.
Did that really shock you or surprise you when those synchronicities first started to happen when you were playing the game? Did it just blow you away, or?
Well, I mean, it was a reality. And again, this is something that goes way, way, way back for us. You know, even though I received this vision, what's unfolded is this is a tool that I've worked with for a way long time, and something that goes back to, you know, I believe in reincarnation, past life, and
yeah.
I've worked with people before. Actually, I got to thank you. You were a conduit to me going to Damanhur this year, and I was in Damanhur for New Year's, on New Year's in the temples of Damanhur, and so through your connection to some of the folks there, the game is afoot in Damanhur, and And it brought back memories when I was there in the temples of us playing the game back in Atlantean time. So that was one of my technologies that I either used or that I brought in. I'm not sure at what level, but I knew this tool intimately going way back, and it was so interesting. And I think it was the Hall of Mirrors. You know the temple.
Yeah, I know the Hall of Mirrors.
The beautiful floor mosaic that's there. There's like these circles that are there. Are 8 of them that are around the tree. I think it's like a tree at the center, and I put my card down, and it fit exactly into this circle. It was the exact dimension of our card, and so I it was just like a knowing happened there. And one day I'd love to play in Domino. We're planning to go back actually this year, possibly in September, with a whole group of people that are going to join us to go to Domino, play the game, do a transformation tour. A very powerful process of being on the road with the game, and so it'll be a 10-day encounter going to different places in Europe, but with a focus of being in Domnor and working with the community there and playing and learning and growing. And so we're looking forward to a continued program. We have some people there that are using the game throughout the community, and since then there's a translation happening in Italian, so there's some people there that are translating the game Italian.
Oh, great.
We met a German couple that were there that have taken on. These are people doing it for themselves, so they want to bring it to their language base. So we have a German edition, and just recently, about a month or a month and a half ago, I get an email from someone who is just went through Domino, played the game, fell in love with it, and she's about 3/4 of the way of translated it into French. She's from Paris. So we have 3 language editions that grew out 3 days of being at Domino.
Wow. I mean, you could even do a Domino deck. There's so many beautiful images there.
Absolutely. So that's one of my goals, is it's going to be one of the most profound decks. And it's kind of, it feels like a destiny thing, because it's going to go back to the Atlantean. So there's this Atlantean deck that I think goes back to where this thing comes from, in my perception. You know, going backwards. It comes from, you know, future, past, present. It all fits together. But, you know, I just feel this very strong association that we had this technology back in Atlantean times, and a lot of the same discoveries and things that we were learning then got instilled into this tool. So it was almost like, what it feels like is that, you know, we have TV and radio. Well, the game was a mechanism, was this holographic, this very advanced tool that was around thousands of years ago, and it was also around, it is around in its full manifested form, you know, 1,000 years from now, or hopefully 10.
Wow. Did you meet Falco, who says he's from 600 years in the future?
I didn't get to meet him physically because we were only there for a couple of days, and didn't get together, but that's what I'm hoping, that we can make that happen and go back there with a more next level of what we can do to work together to manifest that part of what I think is one of their temples there. Will be this game holographically displayed.
That's beautiful, because, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, there does seem to be a time thing, a synchronicity thing, and it's miraculous, then, the way it just lines up. I was just blown away just by a few games I played of the game that, wow, how did that happen? How did it get to be so right on? I mean, there's other forces that seem to be manipulating the pulling of the cards.
Well, it's how does life work?
Yeah.
Wow, you know, that person just called out of, you know, and I was just thinking about him, and all of a sudden he called. How did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, and we choose a certain direction, or an accident stops, you know, or something, you know, that stops us in the tracks and gets us to really pay attention to a new direction in our life. How did that happen? And all of a sudden I went down this whole other road, you know, so... Yeah, all we did is, you know, kind of crack the code on the way life works and put it into a game.
But you did it intuitively, in a sense. You created these cards. I mean, well, how did you create these cards? Because there's a huge range of cards you can draw from humorous, silly little things about don't throw your cigarettes in the toilet. Because,
which you just got that one.
Yeah, I got that one today. And to caution, danger, to like the stars. I mean, where did all these different cards come to you from?
Actually, I've been working on a number of sets of cards. There are individual cards. So a life circle can just be a rogue life circle, one, and that's all it is. It's just one life circle that's out there. but they actually get collapsed into soup. And in our eight metaphor, using the eight color rays that we use in this center, that's our core game system, we have eight cards that fit together as a story that fits into a suit of cards. And with that, you also have your challenge and relate cards that all fit together as a complete story. And so we've done modeling of taking different aspects of life and different image bases that we work from or that we've captured ourselves. And this first set that you have, the one that you have, is actually a collectible and will be a collectible because it was very limited printing. But more importantly, we've put together a dozen different versions of the game, from youth version, legacy edition, business, multimedia. All of those were put into one so we can demonstrate all these different pieces. So it's actually the least cohesive out of any deck that we'll have going into the future. Uh-huh. We're now contracted to work with an organization called HUB, Humanity Unites Brilliance, and we're going to be creating the game of giving and receiving. So it'll be very focused on all the tools and what that's all about, and tithing and giving back and what that's all about as a complete game set. And the whole theme will be rich with those images and words and words of wisdom and warning signs, and will be all wrapped around that theme. You know, the youth edition is wrapped around that theme. Uniting the Nation is very exciting because any culture can have their own suit or set of cards. Uh-huh. And either six, you know, having the eight-card suit and then going out, now you can multiply that by eight, and that gives you a whole set of cards. You know, you have 64 plus the 64 challenge, 64 relate, so now you have hundreds of cards that fit together as a story, and that becomes a complete story in itself. But now you can mix them together, you can keep them apart, or you can mix them all together, and ultimately have, the goal is that little Johnny, and he has his Pokemon type cards that are more, you know, having to do with being younger and learning certain things and more educational, but also, you know, a little edginess to make it fun and engaging for him. And then Dad has his business cards. Well, it might be Mom these days. So Mom has her business cards, and Dad is into yoga, into wellness, which usually talks about it the other way, but let's not get locked into who we are. And uh-huh. Everybody has their own decks of cards that they love playing with and that they carry around with them, they have with them, and use as one of their power tools. And now, in the evening, they all come together, and they can take their own cards and mix them all together, and now they're sitting down having a conversation, Mom, Dad, and the kids, with their own cards, talking about their own stories.
And relating to each other's worlds and each other's realities through these symbols that are personal.
Exactly.
So ultimately, as we wrap up here, it's like what the game itself is really just a tool for something much bigger. And what is that vision you have for the planet that the game is a tool for? We're not here to play the game. I mean, you know what I'm asking? Yes, go ahead.
The bigger game.
Yeah.
Bigger game is, you know, the game of transformation. You know, people that are listening to the show are, I'm sure most of them are attuned with, you know, the Mayan calendar in 2012 and the transformation and being, you know, more authentic and holistic and yoga.
That's exactly my audience, yes.
You know, that's your audience, right? And so that's what I believe this is about. But we can also bundle that into any demographic. So I see this being and going in as a symbol of what's happening in the world. It is going into business. Business is turned upside down, inside out right now, and that's the whole economic system is inside out, and what's coming next. Big corporations don't know 6 months, 12 months now. They don't do five-year business plans anymore. You know, so it's really on the fly of what's happening and how things are shifting. That's because we're going through a huge energetic shift, and you know this, and your audience
right,
knows
so what do you hope that the game will accomplish? What's your big vision, then, with this game for the planet?
Manifesting heaven on Earth. Our goal is to manifest heaven on Earth, and there's a lot of tools. It's not the only thing. It's just one tool to help do that. It's a manifestation tool that takes from your highest, i.e. heaven, and brings it down to this world, Earth. So for me, it's demystifying that statement, and it's a calling card for a whole generation that has been, that when I see people and they get drawn to the game, I tell them, what does that mean to you? You know, manifesting heaven on Earth, and they get it right away, because that's what we're here for. Generate the millennials, the younger that were born after 1978, are here to do that, to be the caretakers of Earth going to its next stage of evolution. And so the game is a tool, a powerful tool to enable that to happen in physical face-to-face space, in virtual space, and ultimately in a holographic space. And then the most important is that once we learn these game rules and we start to play a better game, then we do it in the world. So we can play this. Our goal is to have it in the UN on the General Assembly floor in the next 18 months, get this played by delegates from different nations, to have this with the Red Cross and have give them a tool that when they're in Africa and there's a war going on, maybe there's an opportunity to bring some of those people together, drop your guns for a few minutes, and see if you can work out things in this process.
Well, I just got another. I appreciate that, because I just got another piece there. If, like, we're playing a game together, your game, experience the game, and we're all helping people see parts of our lives maybe and challenge each other. We can then just do that with our friends. It can become a kind of a natural way of being in the world,
exactly,
where we go beyond the cards, and we're just doing it all the time. It's like, okay, I challenge you, or I relate to that, and in a positive way, that what reinforces everyone's behavior to bring out the best in them.
Exactly. That's the game. That's the game that we're playing.
That's the game. So that is the game, and the cards are a tool for that, a facility, but it's our own ability to relate to each other, which is the real essence of the game itself. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, so excited to have connected with you, and we've been dancing for the last, year and a half or so, and I'm looking forward to go further and have our program in New York in
June 25th. People can call me, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net to find out where that location, or I can just say it's going to be 196 Grand Street, or I guess around 7 p.m. on June 25th. But you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net, Alan Steinfeld. But tell people how to contact you, Jay, and how to find the game and do all that.
I think the best is to go online, go to our website, xthegame.com.
X the game.
Letter X, X-T-H-E-G-A-M-E.com, the game, X the game. Everybody it's called Experience the Game, but after you play it one time, almost everybody says, start calling it the game, because it's the game of life. So xthegame.com, and when you go in there, there's a little video that you can, get a little bit of 5-minute video, and you can actually go in and register for free and play the game, and, if you email anything through there, ultimately it'll get back to me. So if you want to ask, and contact me, that would be the best way to do that. And we're building an ambassador network, people around the world that are taking the game into, like I said, business and schools and into their living rooms, and so we're looking for people that want to go to the next level with us to bring the game to the world, and looking forward to explore that with you more fully when we're together in New York in a couple weeks.
Right, and you have a schedule where you'll be, appearing, so people can then play the game with you, because it's great to play it with you, because you're really, you're the creator, and you have a lot of
I would love them to play with you also, because I'm not always there, and you don't need me to be there, so I would love to do that. And we're training. I'm usually doing trainings now, and I'm actually looking for trainers, so I'm training the trainers right now is my focus, and so we can get as many people. Again, we have a big job. My goal is we now have hundreds of games in the workplace in the world with probably just a few thousand people that have played the game and touched it in that way, and our goal in the next couple years is to have tens of thousands of games out there and to have hundreds of thousands of players, and within the next 4 years, by 2012, my goal is that we've touched 1 billion people that have either played it online, have played it in a setting, whether it's in a tribe that it was played with or in their school, and hundreds or thousands of people playing. So just getting the concept in front of a mass of people, and so people can explore that concept and that opportunity and potential.
Great.
That's my goal, and anybody who resonates with that message, we're looking forward to meet you and to get a game to you so you can start to play and be part of our global network.
Well, we'll be maybe doing more shows about this. It's a very creative process when you're faced with a card that you then have to, see how it relates to your life. It brings out a depth that sometimes we didn't even know was there to situations. It's a very exciting process, the whole game itself.
Let's do a game on your, we can do a game, a new realities. How about this? This is on the fly here and just being creative.
Okay.
Let's
yeah.
do a game, call in. People, I don't know if you're set up for that, but people can actually, you know, be online, be on the phone, listening to the show and actually playing, being part of a group mind that are hooked in and we do a show with the game at the same time.
That would be exciting. Actually, it'd be great to even stream it and show the board and show the cards. I'm open to that. Let's definitely let's play with that. I'm open. That would be really exciting. So
cool.
Let's be in touch. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you for the opportunity here, and to if we're still on there, you know, just blessings to everybody in your audience, and play the best game that you can.
Thanks, Jay. I'm talking to Jay Udes. That's Hudes. Udes?
Yep, and you can email me Jay, the letter J, at xthegame.com.
Right, and xthegame.com is the website. This is Alan Steinfeld, and there's a lot more shows online that I've done over the past year. You can go to bbsradio.com archives, or you can go to newrealities.com. podcasts and listen to this show in a few hours, and then a bunch of shows I've done over the past year on BBS, which is really one of the best internet radio stations around. Next week I'm interviewing a woman named Patricia Duffy, who is wrote a book on synesthesia, the mixing of the senses. So we'll be doing a long discussion about what it is to have the blurring of the senses occur, and how that's really the hallmark of poets and artists and visionaries. So thank you for listening tonight. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Go to newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And I'll end with this closing song that I opened the show with, which is called The Song of the Soul, by Chris Williamson, which is kind of an old song from the 70s, I guess it was. And thank you for listening. I welcome your comments. And hope to hear from you soon. Listen next week, same time, same station. Thank you. And here is the Song of the Soul. Let me just bring that up right here.